About two dozen tents popped up on the Capitol Square 2 weeks ago when legislators began debating the biennial budget. The goal of the Walkerville campers, according to one organizer, was to focus public and media attention on the impact the budget cuts and limits to collective bargaining would have on Wisconsin working families. Dave Betcher works for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
The main thing of Walkerville was not expecting the Republicans to suddenly change the whole budget. It was about the fact that we're going to ask them to change their minds and give them a last chance, but we're going to watch the horrible things they do. Once they're done doing their horrible things, if we can't change their minds, then we're going to change the people who are voting.
Betcher says that means ramping up the recall elections for six Republican senators scheduled for July and August. He says over the past 2 weeks, Walkerville activists recruited more than 2,000 volunteers to work on getting out the recall vote. While the tents were coming down on the square, a group of state workers a few blocks away held a birthday party to celebrate the 106th anniversary of the enactment of Wisconsin's civil service law. Governor Bob La Follette signed the law on June 17, 1905. Retired civil servant Pete Nowicki says its purpose is being undermined by the state budget.
That helped to ensure that politicians couldn't hire family or cronies or campaign contributors. That established a professional employees, the best serving the public, and we hope to continue that tradition.
Nowicki says continuing that tradition will be more difficult now that civil service unions have lost most of their collective bargaining power. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.